Hello everyone, I'm Paul Douglas Boyer. Welcome to Madman Machine Show 96. In order to honor this bear market, I've put together a little music medley. See how many artists and songs you can guess right. It's Teot Wacky from R.E.M. It's the end of the world as we know it. And we started off the music medley, Bruce Springsteen. I'm Going Down. I Fall Down by U2. Stand or Fall by The Fix. Falling Down, which might have been the most difficult one for you to get, by Tears for Fears. Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. I think that was an Elton John song sung by Clay Aiken. Breakdown by the Alan Parsons Project. The End of the Innocence, sung by Don Henley, a song by Bruce Hornsby. And wrapping it up was R.E.M. It's the end of the world as we know it. Well, I hope in your investment, it's not the end of the world as you know it. Our investments have been down significantly since, the peaks in September, November, December, what have you. But you know what? If you're a long-term investor, let's calculate it up. And here's the way I'm going to calculate it up. You don't even need to get a calculator out to figure out what kinds of gains you might expect from the stock market. All you need to do is go to IFA.com. IFA, the sponsor of this program, by the way, Index Funds Advisors. And if you go to their website, you click in the middle there, you see some people sitting on a park bench. Well, that is the Benchmark Your Portfolio tool. When you click that link, it takes you to a page where it does all the figuring for you. And here's what we're going to do to figure this out. We're going to select Index Folio 60, which is a medium, moderate risk portfolio, right? Partly stocks, partly bonds to weight down the volatility. We're going to select a date range that's by default there from January 1st of 2000, the beginning of the millennium, or the beginning of the 2000s at least, to the end of 2007, December 31st, 2007. And we're going to click button number 6, Calculate. And what are the results that you get there? Well, you can see an annualized return of 8.53% over the time period. But what's the total return? Over those 8 years, the total return of that portfolio 60 is 92 0.53%. Now, compare that with what we're talking about in a bear market of stocks going down 10, 15, 20%. You can see that over this 8-year period, they have gone up 93%. So don't worry about the short term. Don't worry at all. Just think about the long term. Plan, prepare, and invest for the long term. And go off and do something else fun. Like listen to some positive music. That is Paul McCartney, Back in the Sunshine Again from his Driving Rain album. Let's play a round of the world's favorite game, Guru Roulette. I've replaced the numbers on a roulette wheel with the names of investment gurus. I'll spin the wheel and roll the marble. And for the selected guru, give you a little background on investment philosophy. So here we go. And the winner this time on Mad Men Machine Show 96 is Peter Schiff. Well, you may have seen Peter Schiff on the Fox Business Channel. Tuesdays and Wednesdays between 2 and 4 o'clock, one of the panelists that they go to there. He is the Permabear, and he's written a book, which I have received my copy, called Crash Proof, How to Profit from the Coming Economic Collapse. And, you know, I ordered this book from Amazon. I couldn't find it for the Kindle, unfortunately. Couldn't find it in my library. Unfortunately, so I went to the last resort, and I actually paid money to purchase a copy of the book, and was looking for it, wanted to read it over the weekend, you see. I went out to, you know, Amazon sends you this tracking number for the postal service, and I looked at it for last Thursday, and it said it was in Clifton, Capitol Heights, Maryland, or someplace on its way to be delivered. I thought, oh, great. Well, Friday came, Saturday came, no book. So a Sunday and Monday, of course, were non-postal days, Monday being a holiday. And so I was waiting for it to come then on Tuesday so that I could read it and report it to you. And I went out to the USPS.com tracking site, typed in that tracking code number, and it said it was delivered on Saturday. I thought, oh, come on. Mailman just kept it in his truck probably and didn't give it to me. He's going to give it to me on Tuesday. I went out into my garage. Inside my garage, it was sitting on top of one of our cabinets there. And that so it was sitting there all weekend long, over the holiday, over the Sunday. I could have been reading this book. Well, anyway. In fact, it's not a very long book. It didn't take me very long to read it at all. I read it just about in one sitting. Crash Proof, How to Thrive During the Coming Economic Collapse. Well, this is a book that could have easily been written by Ron Paul, I think. The two philosophies go hand in hand with one another. Chapter 3, For a Few Dollars More, Our Declining Currency. Peter Schiff says, I talk with prospective brokerage clients all the time and find it revealing, though not surprising, that while they'll lose sleep worrying about how many dollars their holdings are worth, it rarely occurs to them to worry about the worth of their dollars themselves. That's an enigma that shouldn't be an enigma. In a well-managed economy, dependable purchasing power should not be a problem. Domestic investors shouldn't have to worry about the dollar. And of course, what he's referring to there is what we've been talking about some here on the Mad Money Machine, and that is the Federal Reserve printing money, and creating inflation. And it's interesting in this book how Peter Schiff talks about how bogus the consumer price index is that measures inflation. I mean, what you've got the incentive of the government to both print money and to measure the inflation that they're creating. So he says there's something fishy there. He goes on to say, just like Ron Paul's been saying, that the Federal Reserve is actually unconstitutional. It says the Constitution denies the states the power to make anything other than gold or silver coins legal tender in payment of debts. The Constitution confers no power on the federal government to make anything legal tender, nor does it authorize the government to issue bills of credit, which was a term for paper money. In fact, in the original draft of the Constitution, that power was included, but it was struck down. So it's clear that the government doesn't have the power to print money. The government does not have the power to do anything but coin gold and silver, which the states can then declare to be legal tender in payment of debts. So he has three steps for surviving the coming economic collapse. And the first step is basically get your investments out of the United States. Get them into some foreign holdings. And, you know, you've been listening to this show. You've heard about the importance of international investing, investing in international markets and investing in emerging markets. And I think he takes that to the next level. He would actually say, you know, get out of the U.S. altogether. I'm not sure that we're willing to take that risk. There's something that I do disagree with Peter Schiff with, by the way. He is a broker, and he has a number of brokers working for him. So he is a stock picker, and he also invests his clients' money in load-bearing mutual funds. He says, we work with loads because we got to get paid. Well, you don't have to pay someone like him. You can use index funds and exchange-traded funds and get the same performance or better performance. His step two, then, is gold. Buy gold. Whether you buy the actual Krugerrands or you buy the gold ETF or you buy gold mining stocks, he says, we got to buy the inflation hedge of gold. Step three, then, stay liquid. Keep enough cash around so when the bottom falls out of the whole thing, you can snap up bargains. And there's something I read way back in the back, almost to the end of the book. I almost fell out of my chair when I read this. And listen, ideas for penny savers and others. If you have enough time and wheelbarrows, here's a way to boost your wealth. Collect pennies minted before 1982, many of which are still in circulation, and nickels. The copper in pre-1982 pennies, the melt value, is worth 2.13 cents at today's commodity prices, which could go far higher. Nickels with 25% nickel and 75% copper have a melt value of 6 or 7 cents. Just don't get caught melting pennies and nickels or shipping them around in bulk. A U.S. mint rule effective in 2006 makes that illegal. It's another example of the government hiding the effects of the inflation it creates. Expect more capital controls as inflation worsens. Well, Peter Schiff has a website, europac.net, and every Wednesday night, Eastern Time, he puts together a little, I'm going to call it a podcast, even though he calls it a radio show. It's an hour long. He calls up and records him talking. And I'm going to play a clip from January 16th's show. And Peter often likes to criticize the Fed and criticize their monetary expansion policies. And here's an example.
You know, this is a disaster. That's why I mentioned in my book, and I said that Alan Greenspan will go down in history as the worst Fed chairman ever, with a possible exception of Ben Bernanke, and it remains to be seen if what he'll do. But that was Alan Greenspan's claim to fame. Never let a recession work its way through. Constantly blow up another bubble so you can push off the pain. Well, the problem is you can't push it off indefinitely. At some point, it catches up to you. You know, I use the analogy, I don't know if I used it on the show before, of like an earthquake. You know, they say that if you have a lot of small earthquakes, you know, that you take the pressure off the fault, and then maybe you won't have a really big one. Well, Greenspan never let that happen. He never let us really have a real tremor. And so for 20 years, we've been building up all this tension, this seismic, and now we're going to have the big one. You know, we wouldn't have had anything nearly this bad if it wasn't for Greenspan saving the day. You know, after long-term capital, after the Asian economic crisis, you know, Y2K, you know, all the different things that happened, starting going all the way back to the 1987 stock market crash. Everything he did was create more inflation and postpone the problems to some point in the future. Well, at this point, we're there. We've arrived at the future. There's no more postponing. Now we're going to have to face the music, and it's not pretty.
So lock up your sons and daughters. It is the end of the world as we know it, I guess. I don't know if he actually refers to that song in his book, but it would be a good theme for the Peter Schiff book. Crash Proof. Well, of his three-step plan on how to survive and thrive, I think we can all agree with at least two of them, right? The first one, international investing. If you look at index folio 5 through 100, they all have a little bit of investments in the international markets. And we definitely need to diversify in that way. The third step, which is keep some liquidity. Well, in our translation, what that means is don't invest entirely in equities, if that's your risk capacity. Instead, have some in fixed income, some bonds. And so when stocks come down, when you rebalance then, you take some out of the fixed incomes and you roll that into the equities. It's this natural process of balancing. And on the other hand, when stocks go have a big run up, you take some out of the equities, you take some of those gains and you put them into the fixed income. That's part of this staying liquid step. Now, as far as the gold goes, you know, gold doesn't have any inherent earnings that it produces. So over the long term, I don't think gold is going to provide any value. What you'd be better off with, perhaps, is a gold mining stocks or sectors. But here again, this is not the kind of thing you want to put a significant amount of your portfolio into. I don't think he would recommend here. But, for example, in my own portfolio, I have about 5% in some gold and gold mining stocks and commodities and that kind of thing, just for the fun of it more than anything else. Well, for every bull, you've got to have a bear, and our bear this time is Peter Schiff. Congratulations, you're the guru on Madman Machine Show 96. On the previous show, I answered some of your calls, and I had one caller call in, Jim. And I think I was in a really bad mood when I recorded that show because and when I go back and listen to it, I was really snippy toward Jim. So I want to give Jim another chance. I'm going to play his call again and answer it a little bit better.
Hi, Paul. This is Jim calling. The IFA 100 seems to have done like the worst last year in terms of all the IFA portfolios, or didn't do as well as in general. And I know that we're not supposed to be doing market timing, but it just seems like every year where the IFA 100 didn't do well in the past 80 years, within the next year or two, it's pulling in incredible numbers. Isn't this probably one of the better times to actually put more money into that particular portfolio, because history has shown that it will just end up doing better in the near term and also in the long term? Thank you so much. Love the show. Bye-bye.
Well, last time I went off on how nobody can handle that kind of risk, but I realized that some people can handle that kind of risk. Let's imagine, for example, that you're investing in an account for your two-year-old who won't need it until they're 65 years old. How much risk can that two-year-old take on? A whole heck of a lot of risk, in fact, it turns out. You can probably plop it into all equities, and would now be a great time to invest for that two-year-old? My goodness, yes. Stocks are on sale. It's time to buy. Rush in with both feet and buy that stuff up. Buy it like crazy. Buy the riskiest stuff that you can get. Well, within reason. His other part of the question was, how can you get a higher risk portfolio? Well, what you do is you take a look at the index folios and look at the differences between an index folio 90 and an index folio 100. Both of those are all equity portfolios, but how do they increase risk going from 90 to 100? Well, what they do is they reduce the amount that's in U.S. companies and put it more into international and to small cap companies. Also, what's interesting is they reduce the exposure to REITs, because even though REITs have had great returns, they've had low volatility. They've had low risk, ironically enough, and that's measured before this past year's drop, I'm sure. But take a look at those differences. You would probably be ending up putting more in emerging markets, small cap, international small cap, U.S. small cap companies, and what a fantastic portfolio that two-year-old's going to have. Thanks again, Jim, for the call, and I apologize for being a little bit snippy on the last show. So I encourage you to give a call to the voicemail line, 206-734-4763. Let's turn now to the Madman Machine email bag. You can email your questions, comments, complaints, criticisms to feedback@madmanmachine.com. Got an email from John, who listened to that Creature from Jekyll Island thing, the one-hour talk by G. Edward Griffin on the creation of the Federal Reserve. And he says, John says, "Wow. Now I have taken the red pill and there's no turning back. I want to know more and more about the Fed. If someone answers your request for rebuttal to this information, I'd really like to know about it. Thank you again for the great job you do on your podcast. It is one of my favorites by far. Let's buckle our seatbelts and see how the market opens tomorrow. Good luck." Well, that was the he mailed that to me on Martin Luther King Day. And the market did buckle down for a while, and it came back up, and the next day went down, and it came back up, and here it is Thursday, and it's up a little bit, hovering around and around. Thanks for the email, John. I got several emails from folks responding to my request for an alternative phone service to Verizon Fios. You know, I'm paying $60 a month for local and all-you-can-drink long distance. Richard sent me a recommendation for Broad Voice. He says he pays something like $10 a month plus tax. Charles uses something I think called Packet 8, which is about $30 a month. And Kevin has Verizon, but he says he uses Vonage, which Kramer calls Vonage the dog, right? But he says he pays $15 a month. And it works great. Well, I will check those out, guys, and see what can happen. Maybe I'll get them and not get rid of my phone service just yet, just to test them and see what's going on there. I do use Skype, and even Skype costs money now, you know. I think it's $30 a year or something, but I've heard the quality's not so good. And talking about the red pill, do you really get the feeling that we are in an age of a great awakening? Is it just me? Or do you get this feeling too? I mean, with the internet and with the ability to learn things that you're not going to see on newspapers, on television programs, well, maybe some radio shows you can learn some stuff, but it seems like the internet, especially for folks who are willing to read their news, dig down and read blogs and things on the internet, not just get the weather and read emails and things, but actually get the detailed information about an issue. I think the internet is causing a great awakening, a great red pill moment for a lot of folks in economics, in politics, in religion, investing, in wars, in lots of subjects. I can only hope that it spreads throughout the United States population and more people wake up to what's going on. And now this public service announcement from the Mad Money Machine. I'd like to encourage you to go out and buy a box of clementines. 'Tis the season for clementines. The wonderful fruit. You know you're supposed to eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. What better way to get one or two of those servings from peeling open an easy-to-peel clementine? Many times you can find them seedless. They're almost like candy. Run out to your grocery store and buy a big box of clementines and enjoy one along with me. Let's pull something out of the tool crib. Well, if you'd like to contribute to the Great Awakening and put the information that you know of out on the internet, I can think no easier way to do it than to use Windows Live Writer. Windows Live Writer, for Windows, of course, is an application that runs on your computer that enables you to edit, create, and edit blog postings. And I have found that it's a free tool, and it works great with WordPress sites and other blogs. It will read the style of your site first, and then incorporate that into the editor that you use to create blog postings. I'll have a link in the show notes to show 96 of where you can get Windows Live Writer, or just Google Windows Live Writer. It's a great way to drag and drop your way to great blog postings. And speaking of blog postings, I am updating the look of the MadMoneyMachine.com website, so be patient as we're undergoing a time of construction. Well, that's the tool this week, Windows Live Writer. And like most of the tools I've given you so far, this one is free. The best things in life are free. You can keep it for the birds and bees. Now give me money. Now give me money, 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 money. That's what I want. Now Now, I know that not everybody has been listening to the Madman Machine for months and months and months. And so, to the new listeners, I'd like to make sure you get to hear some of the 12 steps over the course of 2008. In each of the 12 months, I'll be playing one of the musical interpretations of the 12 steps. And January being the first month, we're going to play step one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. A 12-step program for active investors. Step 1. Active investors. My name is Paul, and I'm an active investor. It was 9:30 on a Monday morning. My wife came to me and asked if I wanted to go for a walk. Well, the stock market was just then opening after a tough news weekend. So I said I was busy and would have to wait for another day. She went walking without me. What was I supposed to say? Look, I know I need help. Somebody please rescue me.
You came by my heart today. Said, let's go walking like we used to. But I was busy, busy as sin. Gonna have to wait for another day. So you walk away. What am I supposed to say here and now? Is there somewhere you can rescue me? Somewhere you can bring me home again? Somewhere you can rescue me? Rescue me. Rescue me.
Do you own actively managed mutual funds? Do you select stocks you think can outperform a market? Do you think there are times to be in a market and times to be out of a market? Do you think that active managers with the best track records are best for managing your investments? Do you shift in and out of styles or indexes in an effort to chase returns? Are you primarily invested in the S&P 500, thinking this provides adequate diversification? Do you believe that now is the best time to invest in certain sectors? Do you invest without considering risk capacity or risk exposure? Do you invest without first studying the academic research that explains how and why free markets work? Do you keep a stash of Rolaids on hand to cope with short-term market volatility? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you're an active investor and you need to be rescued. We're here to help you. We'll bring you home.
Is there somewhere you can rescue me? Somewhere you can bring me home again? Somewhere you can rescue me? Rescue me. Rescue me.
Oh, yes. Well, I just noticed out at the IFA.com website, Index Funds Advisors, that now, if you take the risk capacity survey, that they are giving away a copy. Let me just go check this. Let me click on IFA.com. IFA.com. And at the very top of their website, there's a flash banner that comes up. And it says, need a journey to tradeless nirvana? Get the 4-CD set free when you take the risk capacity survey. And click here. And that's when you click there, you start taking the risk capacity survey, and they'll send you a copy of An Audio Journey to Tradeless Nirvana for free. And guess what's on the last CD? Yours truly, with the musical interpretation of the 12 steps. Well, I know you'll have a lot of fun listening to that. More importantly, I know you'll get a lot of information from the first three CDs on the CD set from Mark Ebner, and all about the 12 steps and the right way to invest in the good times and in the bad times. And I know that you'll benefit by taking the risk capacity survey by knowing just what capacity for risk should you be taking with your investments. I'm so glad that you were able to join me this week on the Mad Money Machine. I really appreciate all of your feedback at feedback@madmoneymachine.com. I appreciate the calls to the Skype voicemail line, 206-734-4763. and appreciate comments you make out at the website, madmoneymachine.com. This is Paul Douglas Boyer saying it takes money to make money, and it takes a bear market medley to make a mad money machine. I'll see you next week. In the meantime, definitely want to go out to IFA.com, take that risk capacity survey. Some music on this program provided by music.podshow.com. I'll see you next Friday. Stay invested.